Carmichael.
And I'm Vivian Hayward, and this is the Morning Spritzer.
And welcome back, America, to your Morning Spritzer.
Welcome back, America, to another beautiful morning. Now, in today's news...
Wait. Beautiful morning? Ha! Let me tell you about my beautiful morning, Vivian.
And so it begins.
Yes, it begins. First, my toothbrush fell in the toilet. That was a bad bounce. Then, I go to turn on the faucet just to wash my face, but all I got is this bending noise. And then... the cold water lever shot off and hit me square in the head. I tell you, Rico in makeup can do wonders. Give that man a raise.
Is that why you look like you stepped out of a raunchy tanning salon?
Rico says it's the latest craze.
Rico doesn't like you. You know that, right?
He's fired. I hope you like life on the streets, Rico.
Okay, folks. Coming up on today's show...
no human interest stories.
Really, Charlie?
I tried.
Ha ha. Coming up today...
bananas.
Yes, folks, bananas. We go to a banana plant in Mississippi.
Where a plant worker lost his life by doing the old proverb.
Slipping on a banana peel.
Still funny. I don't care what you say. Then we will go to Misty Ann Agar, who is at our beloved Kilauea Do You Wanna Water Park.
There, Misty Ann Agar will interview the trainer who survived a whale attack during a live show.
That was graphic. But first, we go to Anthony Harrisburg in the sky with the eye, covering a major accident on I-95. Anthony.
Thank you, Charlie and Vivian. And hello, America, on this foggy Thursday morning. I'm here today with my pilot, Dave Rathburn, and here's his teddy bear. We're flying over a mangled mess that is now I-95, just outside the New York state line. A 20 to 30 car pileup due to the morning fog. Was that a fire?
Oh my goodness. Any casualties?
You see, final destinations. It happens.
Well, Vivian, as of right now, there are no reports of any casualties. Most of the EMS have not even gotten to the middle of the pileup. I'm quite sure it will be a few hours till we really know anything concrete. But Vivian, Charlie, I cannot honestly believe there will be no casualties from this mess. And with that, I will say this has been the sky with the eye over New York. I'm Anthony Harrisburg. Back to you, Charlie, Vivian.
Stay safe up there, Anthony.
Stay safe up there.
Jealous?
Not in the least. You go right ahead. I like my feet on the ground. When we come back, Kilauea Do You Wanna? I'm Charlie Carmichael.
And I'm Vivian Hayward.
See you in a bit.
Welcome back, America.
Is this
Let's
true?
Let's jump in, shall
really?
We?
Hey!
This just in.
There was a strange occurrence on a city bus downtown.
From eyewitness reports, some commuters were attacked by a giant rooster.
We go live to our reporter on the street, Sal Montgomery, who has the bus driver, Iva Ben-Gay.
So how long have you been gay?
Oh, Oh, I'm not gay.
You were in the lamb outfit.
Sal! Hello, Vivian and Charlie, and a cock-a-doodle-doo to you, America. I'm Sal from Montgomery, and I'm reporting on a story straight out of a sci-fi movie. Charlie, Vivian, I'm told that a passenger brought a rooster on board this bus behind me.
Great. A moron and a chicken.
It's a rooster, Charlie.
Same difference.
Sal.
Talk about a moron.
Excuse me?
Here I have the bus driver, Iva Ben Gay, who's going to give us an account of the day's insane events leading up to the vicious attack by a killer rooster. While on his route today? So, Iva, tell us your story.
My story, you ask? How about this? This nut job brings an experimental chicken.
Rooster.
Whatever. Onto my bus. Now, I have my reservations and even argued not to let him or that damned rooster on. But I gave in because the passengers started complaining. So, okay. At first, things were fine. Peachy. Just another creepy guy with a creepy pet. And that rooster was creepy as AF from the start.
Ugh.
It would stare at me. No, it would stare at me. It was weird. In the beginning, it was normal size. But as the bus went back underway, it began doing that morning call thing. I remember calling back telling him to shut that thing up. I never should have let them on the bus. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Next thing I knew, it had grown to the size of a big dog. It started attacking my riders. And people were screaming. I knew I had to do something.
Riveting.
Any popcorn?
I've created a monster. No.
Please continue. How did you stop this attacking rooster?
Once I pulled the bus over, I stood and turned to see that damn thing pecking that poor woman's eyes out. The blood and gore was awful. I grabbed the nearest thing I could find, which was my coffee thermos. I hit it. Then it looked at me. I knew I was in trouble. It came at me, quacking and flapping its wings. It was incredibly fast and much, much bigger. I thought I was gonna die.
Iva, we must hurry this along. Bullet points.
I like this guy.
Another pig like you.
Oink, oink.
My apologies. Iva, take as long as you need. Now tell us your story.
Women. Iva?
You know this is crazier than that chicken.
Rooster?
Whatever. You can call it a demon from hell for all I care. It's put its beak through my hand, you see?
Oh, that's
just nasty. Nasty.
I think I'm going to be sick.
I already am.
You know what? Really, really, I need to see a doctor. And this is a joke. And you keep eyeing that girl over there. I'm done here. This sucks.
Well, that was rude.
I'd say.
Charlie, how can you take such jolly in that poor man's suffering? He had a hole the size of Manhattan in his head.
Yes, he did.
Coming up, Kilauea Duyuana Water Park with Misty Agar. Till then.
Oh, let's not forget our banana story. That should be good, slippery fun.
We'll see you in a bit.
One, two, three, four. I declare thumb war.
I win!
You cheated.
What? Again?
This guy.
Fired. But first, we go to David Alexander standing by at Captain D's Pudding.
Whose motto is, damn, that's some good pudding.
Charlie, did you really have to say that?
Yes, I did. David?
And hello to you, Charlie, and my favorite special woman host, Vivian.
Oh, David, stop.
Oh, David, stop.
Sorry, David, go on.
It's okay, Vivian. I'm sure Charlie doesn't want me to bring up the Speedo incident.
Hey, hey, hey! Just do the damn story!
Struck a nerve?
David!
That's right. Say my name. But on a serious note, hello, America. David Alexander here, reporting to you from Captain D's Pudding Manufacturing and Distribution Center here in Sharon, Mississippi, where a dreadful accident occurred, costing one man his life. Alizar Sanchez was the misfortunate worker to succumb to the oldest gag in the world, but this time it was in a banana factory. What are the odds, you ask? 1 in 7 billion.
5,602.
Charlie, 5,000. What are you doing?
Counting. It's a big number.
I bet.
Big indeed. But nevertheless, it happened here, actually right behind me, where Alizar Sanchez, a 20-year exemplary employee, slipped on a banana peel on a catwalk, left behind by another negligent employee, and fell into one of the open tanks, and unfortunately was processed into almost 7,000 cans.
What a dickhead.
Charlie?
Hey, a man lost his life to some guy pilfering on the job.
My sentiments exactly, Charlie.
Did any of the, well, we'll say contaminated cans, did any get out that they know of?
Yeah, is there some kind of recall coming or in the process? Look, Ma, there's a finger in my pudding. Can't wait for that story. Or even worse, there are real tiny pieces of him slips by and makes it to the population.
Oh, my God. Charlie. David.
Hey, I must admit, I like the hazmat suit. What do you say about us getting together later, sweet thing?
Excuse me?
Thanks for looking out there, Charlie.
We dig our own graves.
Speaking of graves, this is David Alexander signing out. Have a good day, America. I know I will.
Hey, Jen, could you come back here?
What a male slut.
He's my hero. But when we come back...
Our last story of the day. A brave survivor of a vicious killer whale attack. We'll hear Fern Capella's story. See you in a bit. And welcome back, America, to our final segment. Charlie, have you ever wanted to see a killer whale up close? And I don't mean the ones you meet in the bars.
Hey, big girls need love, too. Speaking of a whale of a tale, we go to Misty Ann Agar.
Who is standing by with Fern Capella, the survivor of a vicious killer whale attack while during her job as a trainer at Kilauea Do You Wanna Water Park last summer.
But after months of rehab and therapy, Fern is back in the saddle, so to speak. Well, a wheelchair.
Charlie, how could you be so cruel?
It's in my job description. Misty.
Thank you, Vivian, Charlie, and hello, America. I'm Misty Ann Agar, and we are back at Kilauea Do You Wanna Water Park. If you remember the story we did here, exclusively on Channel 3 News, where the poor and misfortunate Fern Capella, who was dragged and drowned, dunked, thrown up and down, and half eaten by a killer whale named Lulu, right here in captivity.
And just to refresh everyone's memory, her attack came during one of the shows that day.
Yes, Charlie, the third show to be exact. But now we wait for Fern's medical assistant to help wheel her up here. Anytime now. Hey, it's not like I have all day.
Misty, I'm shocked you would talk to someone.
Hey, she's late, and we're double parked.
Damn.
Oh, my dear, I'm so sorry we're late like this.
Oh, my God.
Is that her?
I'd still hit it.
I am so sorry. I wasn't expecting.
It's okay. I'm used to it now. Being permanently disfigured all this time, being called monster, witch, grotesque thing, I've gotten used to it. My profile pictures have really suffered now, but this is my new reality now. But I will tell you what, I still don't harbor any ill feelings towards Lulu.
I would have had blubber soup by now.
Charlie, you can eat blubber?
Eskimos do, I believe.
Misty?
So, Fern, take us back to the day of the attack that horribly changed your life.
Well, I see you have a way with adjectives. It was another regular morning. I just got my wetsuit on and was waiting for my turn on the show. Lulu came out first and did some stunts on her own. Nothing was out of the ordinary. Then I stepped out onto the platform to perform my backflip into the water. Then Lulu would shoot me out of the water on her nose, like a million and one times before.
So, do you recall what went wrong?
Honestly, I have no idea. Hell, the damn thing did grab me in mid-backflip.
And that's when you lost your left arm?
Yeah. And it became a souvenir for some snot-nosed kid.
What's wrong with people today?
They listen to this show.
Point taken. Misty?
That's just horrible, Fern.
Next, the Lulu swallowed my right eye as she chewed on my head for a bit. And that is all I remember before waking up in the hospital. I think the doctors did the best they could. All things considered.
Okay.
Talk about a human interest story.
Oh, that's not fair. Human interest. I can't make quick and witty jokes like, who brought the Crypt Keeper? Does everyone call you Lefty now? This is great stuff that I'm refraining from using, because even I feel bad just looking at her.
Charlie, she's still a human being.
Not anymore.
Lord help him. Misty?
Talk about being mean. Well, anyway, Fern, I see there's a cage behind us. So, what are you planning to do? You can't be thinking about getting back into the water, are you?
Why, Misty, yes, I am. I won't let that event define my life.
Are you sure this is safe? I mean, haven't you been through enough?
I have my assistant here in case something bad does happen.
I'll go on the record and say this is a bad idea.
This is going to be great.
And your name?
Derek.
Okay, we'll leave you two to it. Okay, Charlie and Vivian, we have a moment as Fern's helper is helping her into the cage. Now, Lulu hasn't attacked anyone since that day and has gone on to perform as usual. Ooh, ooh! And they are moving Fern over the tank. And now they just open the gate for Lulu to come in.
Is anything happening?
Right now, Lulu is just circling around as Fern is calling out to her. Oh my God! Did you get that? Hey, help her! That's what you're here for, right?
I ain't getting in there! That's a whale!
Misty, what's happening?
Vivian, Charlie, Lulu just attacked the cage containing Fern and broke it open and got a hold of her and dragged her to the bottom of the tank.
That whale really hates her. Misty, is rescue on the way?
Yes, Charlie. It's all hands on deck right now. There's divers jumping in the water as we speak. Oh my God!
Was that her head?
What's left of it.
And on that note, that's all we have for you today, folks. Until next time, I'm Vivian Hayward.
And I'm Charlie Carmichael. Don't swim with killer whales unless they're in a bar. It's safe. Calling it like I see it.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Morning Spritzer.
Characters are as follows: Charlie Carmichael, Larry Ocasio, Vivian Haywood, Lenora Corto, Anthony Harrisburg, Anthony Tilio, Sal Montgomery, Isidore Bowles, Iva Ben-Gay, Bryson Perico, David Alexander, Dave Neuron, Misty Ann Agger, Deborah Neuron, Fern Kapoa, Carol Langham, Derek, Daryl Isaac. This episode was written and produced by Daryl Isaac. Music by Daryl Isaac. Sound effects, we give thanks to the creators at Soundly.com and Daryl Isaac. This has been another DMI production. Thank you.
Hey, I must admit, I like the hazmat suit.
What do you say about, No human interest stories.
Just nasty, nasty. Like that?
Yeah, like that.
Whatever. Onto my bus. Now, I have my reservations and even argue not to let him and that damn rooster on. But I gave in because the passenger started complaining. So, okay. At first, things were fine. Peachy. Just another creepy guy with a creepy pet. And that rooster was creepy as... as AF from the start?
Yeah. Well, Vivian, as of right now, there are no reports of any casualties. Most of the
Bye! I'm so sorry. I wasn't expecting...
Wait. Let me tell you about my... whatever. All right.
Yes, Charlie. The third show, to be exact. But now we wait for Fern's medical assistant to help wheel her up here. Anytime now. Hey, it's not like I have all day.
Rico doesn't like that.
Still funny. I don't care what you say. Then we'll go to Misty Ann Agar, who is at our beloved Kilowana Dega Dega.
No. That'll take care of it. Yeah, I think I'm good. Sorry.
This is David. Oh, wait.
And that's when you left your mom?
Talk about a human interest story.
Still funny. I don't care what you say. Then we'll go to Misty Ann Agar, who is at...
Speaking of graves, this is David Alexander signing out. Have a good day, America. I know I will. Hey, Jen, could you come back here?
Thank you, Charlie and Vivian. And hello, America. All this...
Thank you, Vivian, Charlie, and hello, America. I'm Misty Ann Agar, and we are back at Kilauea Do You Wanna.
Okay, so it says day, but you really mean gay.
Lord help him, Misty.
Hey, I must admit, I like the hazmat suit.
What do you say about, But after months of rehab and therapy, Fern is back in the saddle, so to speak. Well, in a whale chair.
Thank you, Vivian, Charlie, and hello, America. I'm Misty Ann Agar, and we're back here at Kilauea. And that's when you lost your left arm. I don't know why that's not going out.
That's right. Say my name. But on a serious note, Hello, America. David Alexander here, reporting to you.
That whale really hates her. Misty, is rescue on the way?
Vivian, Charlie, Lulu just unpacked.
I was waiting for you to finish.
And hello to you, Charlie, and my favorite special woman host, Vivian.
Okay, Charlie and Vivian, we have a few... We don't have a few of anything. It's not what it says.
Fired.
And with that, I will say this has been the sky with the eye over New York. I'm Anthony Harrisburg. Back to you, Charlie, Vivian.